You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To come and bring him home.
The couple was scheduled to make a court appearance today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger.
Larry did his
when you think
too.
Safety, think Grainger.
Now do
get
the
it?
Show,
got it?
And then I'm
good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by.
Be home
Grainger for the ones who get it done.
January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and as USA Radio's Ron Taylor reports, one team of police officers is already making major headway.
The Colorado Springs Police Human Trafficking Team is already showing success after its first year in the field. Officials unveiled last week that the unit recovered 70 adult and juvenile victims and arrested 47 pimps and johns. Department spokesman Lieutenant Mark Comte says they're just getting started.
With the limited resources we have right now,
we're
leaving a lot of potential cases untouched because we just don't have the resources to go after all what we suspect to be human trafficking.
Colorado Springs police say they'll start releasing offenders' names and personal information to media outlets. They found that this tactic is the most effective way in reducing the demand for the commercial sex trade. In honor of Human Trafficking Prevention Month, the FBI Citizen Academy Alumni Association donated 100 blankets to a Colorado Springs-based organization. Lieutenant Mark Comte says it's hard cracking down on human trafficking suspects.
It's from Fort Collins down to Pueblo. And what a lot of these girls will do is they'll travel from city to city, not staying in the city more than a couple days.
Several treatment centers built by U.S. troops for Ebola patients are sitting empty or nearly empty in the West African country of Liberia, according to a published report. The Washington Post reports that the worst of the deadly outbreak appeared to have passed before the first treatment centers were completed. President Obama dispatched 3,000 troops to West Africa to help fight the spread of Ebola. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Okay.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today.
Your name again.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first.
My last name's Gertrude.
They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated.
And he goes in and says,
member FINRA,
just call me
and SIPC.
Richard, or Mr. G. Mr. G. That's what he goes by. And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 42 degrees. Today we're looking at a partly sunny day with a high of 42. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 24. And on Tuesday, partly sunny with a low of 37. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 24. Thank you. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is the Medical Center on the air. Once again, I'm back. I was here at 1 o'clock. I'm back here at 3. My name is Richard G., and my guest today is Lisa Razumovich.
Yes, that's it.
You got to get the mic a little closer to you.
Yes, you said that right.
Razumovich. And you're the Director of Infection Control.
I am. I work at Hunterdon Medical Center, and I'm the Director of Infection Prevention because we want to prevent infections.
Okay, and we're talking about infections in the hospital.
Yes, infections.
Which I was amazed. The first time I was ever in a hospital was about 16 years ago when I had heart surgery. Mm-hmm. And I was in a room with a guy that just complained constantly, and the nurses said to me, the person's leaving in the next room, and you could have that room all to yourself. Would you like? And I thought I'd get up and go get in that bed. No, they just pushed me out. They wiped down everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was quite impressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
They mopped down the floors. They did everything, and then moved the bed I was in into that room.
Yep, and probably your dresser and the table and everything that you had.
Everything that I had moved from one room to another, yep. That bed and that stuff moved to that room. I just figured, oh, I'll get out of bed and go lay in that bed. No. But I was impressed. And then the more I thought about it, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because if there's any place you're going to get anything, it's going to be in a hospital.
Well, in a hospital, patients come to hospitals because they're sick.
Sure.
So, yeah, things like keeping the environment clean, keeping the equipment clean, keeping our hands clean.
Mm-hmm.
They're all things that we do all the time to prevent infections.
Now, how long have you been at the medical center?
I've been there for 13 years.
Well, see, you're a new timer.
Yeah.
I get a lot of people come on here that's been there 30 years.
Yeah, well, Hunterdon's a great place to be. So.
Obviously, it is because the majority of people that come have been there over 30 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have been around. Now, I've had a couple that were just there, but they're very young. They've been there 2 years and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're one of the younger ones, and that's why you're only.
I was going to say, where are you going with that?
You're only there 13 years, so
yeah.
You started when you were 10.
Yeah, I did. I started when I was 10.
Now you're a registered nurse, right?
I am a registered nurse. I started as a nurse on the medical unit at Hunterdon Medical Center. And then I've been in the infection prevention department now for going on 6 years.
Okay. I don't know exactly what you mean by the medical unit.
The medical unit. So patients that come in not specifically for surgeries or not specifically for heart issues. So everything else.
Okay. But you weren't working in emergency.
I wasn't working in the emergency department, no.
I know a few nurses in emergency, and I think you've got to be a certain type of person to work in emergency.
Yeah, I think every field of nursing, whether it's emergency department, ICU, or the medical unit, or outpatient, I think you all have to be a special kind of nurse to be in that.
I'm sure. I didn't.
Pediatrics and maternity.
I wasn't trying to downplay anybody else.
Yeah.
But I know two that have worked as long as I know in emergency and love it.
Yeah, definitely. You have to be a special person to be in that field.
But it must be interesting to be in infection protection.
Prevention.
Or prevention, I'm sorry. Because what I've got here is infection control.
Right. You know how everybody changes the name a little bit every couple years? And so mm-hmm. infection control is the name that the department used to always go by. But now the thought is we don't want to control, we want to prevent. So that's why infection prevention is.
And I'll say his name, Dr. Gugliotta.
Yes.
My son had Lyme's 3 or 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he took care of him, and he knew it immediately. My son was never particularly sick, but you knew there was something the problem when he said, "I just don't feel good, and I feel like committing suicide."
Yeah, you can be very tired and get depressed,
and yeah, he just said, "I feel like committing suicide," and that was not like him. Mm-hmm. So we got to get something here. We got to find out what's wrong, and he had Lyme's. And Dr. Gugliotta,
yes,
took care of it.
Dr. Gugliotta is a fantastic physician. He's one of our infectious disease physicians at Hunterdon Medical Center.
And very personable, too.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
he gets everybody remembers Dr. Gugliotta.
He gets you cornered.
Great
he's,
guy.
He's going to talk you to death. But no, I liked him. I enjoyed that. I felt good that he was watching over my son. So I have nothing but praise for him. And you work along with him.
I do work with him, not in his office, but I do work with him very closely in the hospital.
Now, we're going to talk about the flu.
We are.
Which, everything I've heard on TV and stuff, this is a worse strain of flu than they thought it would be. Is that true?
It's true. There's two pieces to it. The first piece is this strain of flu that's making people sick tends to make people sicker than other strains of flu.
Okay.
The other side is that this strain of flu it started coming out and causing flu after the vaccine had already been made. So it's not one of the strains that's included in the flu vaccine this
year. Though you should still get the shot.
Yeah, you should still get the flu vaccine. There's actually two different, there's several different types. There's the flu shot, which everybody thinks of is the typical shot with the needle. Mm-hmm. And there's also a nasal spray.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so both of them protect against getting the flu. And yes, absolutely, people should still get the flu vaccine if they haven't gotten it yet this season, because there's more than one type of flu out there. And the other strains, the other flu viruses that are also circulating right now, they are in the flu vaccine.
Okay.
So the flu vaccine prevents you from getting the flu. And if you happen to get the flu and you're vaccinated, you don't get as sick.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I had a really bad stomach virus. And at first I thought, oh, I think I'm getting that flu. But it lasted like 2 days.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
And people tend to, it's very common for people to have exactly what you just say. They start having some GI symptoms, upset stomach, and they call it the flu. When in reality, for adults, the flu causes fevers and respiratory symptoms. So coughs, extreme fatigue. You're very tired, very weak. Kids with the flu, it's common that kids get the respiratory symptoms and they also get that GI upset.
Yeah, which is not fun.
Right, it's not fun. No, being sick in general is never fun.
No, but I did not have a fever and I did not have a cough.
Yeah.
It was just an upset stomach and the GI situation. So, and to the point that food did not even look good to me. I didn't want to eat anything.
Yeah, that's another germ altogether.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I got to take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk about how the flu happens to appear. You know, it seems like it just every year it's coming. And my son even had a point he wanted to say. He wanted me to ask. So I'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And you're listening to the Medical Center on Air. My name is Richard G., and I'm here with Lisa Razumovich.
You got it.
All right.
I've been practicing my last name, how to say it the right way.
All during the commercials. Who's director of infection? And I blew that.
I know you're trying to say infectious.
I know. I want to say infectious.
I messed you all up with infection and prevention.
Prevention.
You got it.
At the Hunterdon Medical Center, and we were going to talk about the flu. First of all, there's that old myth. If I get, and I know the answer for this, but let's just say it anyway.
Right.
If I get the flu shot, am I going to get the flu?
No, you cannot get the flu from the flu vaccine. Even with all the different types of flu vaccines, they have the injection, which is the typical flu shot that people think of with the needle, and then there's the nasal spray. But either way, you cannot get the flu from the flu vaccine.
And it's funny. Now, the nasal spray is, you could either get that or the shot?
Yeah, there are some restrictions, just that if you're younger than 50 and over the age of 2 years old, then you can get the nasal spray.
Oh, okay.
But if you're under 2 or above 50, then you get the flu shot.
I thought maybe it was because I know there are people that are afraid of shots.
People are afraid of shots.
And I've gotten so many shots in my life that big deal, you know.
Yeah.
But I know there are people that are afraid. I can remember in the Army when they gave us shots and guys passing out.
Yeah. Well, so, don't you stand in a line and
yes,
then you just get all of your vaccines and
both arms
shots
and they use those
yeah.
guns. They yep. use those guns and just boom, boom, went from one to another. And I saw guys just peeling over.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why the nasal spray was developed.
Okay.
Because there are no needles. It's just mist that's sprayed into each side of your nose and then you're done. So, and they're also developing flu shots that are given just into the top layer of your skin. So the needle is very tiny and very short. So that option is now starting to be more common.
Okay. Well, never really particularly bothered me getting a shot, but I know there are people that don't like it.
Yep.
So if, let me ask you this, and this was my son's question or my son's remark. I asked somebody a long time ago, and I don't think it was you because it was down at WDVR. We always know where this flu is coming. What is it doing? And they said, well, it's floating in the air. It's circling the earth. That not true?
No, flu viruses don't float around in the air.
Okay.
How they are passed from
just
one
ruined
person.
My whole question, but go ahead.
How flu viruses are passed from one person to another is if somebody is sick with the flu and they're within a close distance to somebody else.
Okay.
And they cough into the air. If that cough lands on somebody or lands on a surface, mm-hmm. and then that other person touches the surface and then touches their face right away, that's how that other person gets sick.
Or if you're in a radio studio and you're talking in the microphones.
Well, if then you're touching the microphone with yeah. your hands and then touching your face.
The funny thing about that is I had a guy once that came on to talk about what we do. He wrote a book on what we're going to do when the aliens get here. And right before that, I'd had this person talking about, well, viruses kind of float in the air. And I said, well, when are they coming? He said, maybe they're here and we can't see them. So which made it sound like the viruses were aliens.
Yeah. Well, there are certain viruses, certain bacteria that do float around in the air, like tuberculosis.
Okay.
That's a bacteria. That one floats around in the air. So just people that are breathing.
But tuberculosis, isn't that now? I know we're getting off the flu. Yeah. Isn't that pretty much... It's pretty dead now, isn't it?
Well, the number of cases of tuberculosis in the United States have dramatically decreased.
There was a time when people had tuberculosis all the time.
Right, right. So, no, you're right. The number of cases have dramatically decreased, especially here in the United States. But there is still some tuberculosis out there. In the United States, very, very small amounts of cases. But in other countries, it's more common.
Okay. So. But there was a large time here in the States where people were actually diagnosed with tuberculosis and died from it.
Yeah, a long, long time ago. As with anything in medicine, we've made great advances. So we diagnose conditions earlier, we're able to treat things better, quicker.
But it was funny, somebody told me the whooping cough was coming back.
Pertussis, yeah, that is.
When I was a kid, that was a big thing. You got a shot, you got shots for it and all that.
Yeah, there is also a vaccine that protects you against getting pertussis. Unfortunately, there are some people that don't get all the vaccines that they're supposed to, and that's causing diseases like pertussis or measles or mumps.
Those were big when I was a kid.
Right, and then they went away.
Yeah.
And now
I don't think I remember my kids having mumps or measles. I know they had chicken pox.
Yeah, chicken pox is common.
But I don't think, and I can remember I had the mumps, I had measles, I had all those things.
Yeah, but with vaccines, they really decreased and eliminated almost all the cases that we see. So unfortunately, people think, well, they're gone. There's no more pertussis. And then they don't think they need the vaccine.
Sure.
But what they don't understand is that there is still pertussis and there are still other germs out there that cause diseases.
Well, now see, you said they're not floating around in the air, but they got to be out there somewhere.
Well, it depends on the germ. It depends okay. on the virus or the okay. bacteria.
I'm not trying to stump you.
Some of them, yeah. like I had given the example, tuberculosis is one disease that people know and have heard about commonly.
Sure.
And that one does float around. That one can float around in the air.
And that sounds like science fiction to me. It really does. Like when the guy said,
yeah,
well they may be here.
Yeah, well, you can't see germs. You can't see the bacteria or the viruses on surfaces. You can't see germs.
Right.
But we do know that they're here. We do mm-hmm. know that they do cause disease, sometimes really serious.
And we've talked about on this show before things like high blood pressure, cholesterol. You can't tell you've got that either until you have a checkup, until you get some blood taken. But you could be walking. I mean, would people still be walking around with some of those diseases, but because they've had a shot, they're not going to get them?
Well, for almost all diseases, you have symptoms when you're infectious.
Okay.
So, you know, for something like measles, you would have the rash already, and that's when you're contagious. Or chicken pox, you would have the rash already, and you'd be contagious then. Now, unfortunately, how flu works is you can get the flu virus. Say you did have somebody cough on you, or you touched a surface and then touched your face by your nose or your mouth or your eyes. That virus can be circulating for about one day before you have any symptoms.
Really?
And you can still be contagious
for that one day,
even before you had symptoms.
So you could be passing it on.
Right. And then you're still contagious for the length of time that you're sick. So that's why it's always important. There's basic things that we should do, basic hygiene that we should do every day. Covering your coughs and sneezes always. And getting to the habit of covering your cough and your sneeze with your arm now.
That's hard for me to do because I was always told,
cover with your hands.
Yeah.
Right. But now the thing is, when you cough into your hand,
and then I shake your hand.
Right. If you don't get right to a sink and wash your hands, mm-hmm. then if you are shaking somebody's hand now, you've just passed it right on.
Touching the mic.
Or touching the mic.
Yeah, anything. Or even if I coughed into the mic, yeah. It'd be very easy to pick up something
right.
from that. I got to take a break for the news.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll talk about what the symptoms are for the flu and things like that. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. President Obama is expected to call for tax increases on the rich to fund middle-class programs when he gives his State of the Union address tomorrow. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
White House advisor Dan Pfeiffer tells CBS Face the Nation that the president wants to increase the capital gains tax for families making $500,000 or more a year, eliminate some inheritance tax breaks, and impose additional fees on financial firms.
The wealthy to pay a little more and invest more in the middle class, give the middle class a raise.
But Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, also on Face the Nation, calls the idea of taking from one class to give to another outdated.
In order for some people to do better, someone has to do worse. It's just not true.
The administration estimates that the proposals would generate $320 billion over a 10-year period.
At the same time, Republicans want to lower or eliminate the capital gains tax and want to end taxes on estates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nusina probably, I want to say 60, 65 days ago, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nusina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. This could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeHowILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeHowILook.com.
The Associated Press reports at least 14 people were killed over the weekend when the island nation of Madagascar was battered by a tropical storm, officials said today. The National Office of Risk and Catastrophe Management says Tropical Storm Chesda has displaced more than 36,000 Madagascans. Most of the deaths are a result of landslides caused by heavy rain and building collapses. The teenage couple on a crime spree across the South for the past 2 weeks has been captured in Florida. 18-year-old Dalton Hayes and 13-year-old Cheyenne Phillips were apprehended without incident when they were found sleeping in a stolen pickup in Panama City. AP correspondent Jennifer Kay reports Grayson County, Kentucky Sheriff Norman Chaffins says that he talked with Hayes, who's sitting in jail.
And the sheriff says the 18-year-old just wants to come home. He says he spoke with Dalton and he was very scared and he wanted Chaffins to come and bring him home.
The couple was scheduled to make a court appearance today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and as USA Radio's Ron Taylor reports, one team of police officers is already making major headway.
The Colorado Springs Police Human Trafficking Team is already showing success after its first year in the field. Officials unveiled last week that the unit recovered 70 adult and juvenile victims and arrested 47 pimps and johns. Department spokesman Lieutenant Mark Comte says they're just getting started.
With the limited resources we have right now, we're leaving a lot of potential cases untouched because we just don't have the resources to go after all what we suspect to be human trafficking.
Colorado Springs Police say they'll start releasing offenders' names and personal information to media outlets. They found that this tactic is the most effective way in reducing the demand for the commercial sex trade. In honor of Human Trafficking Prevention Month, the FBI Citizen Academy Alumni Association donated 100 blankets to a Colorado Springs-based organization. Lieutenant Mark Comte says it's hard cracking down on human trafficking suspects.
It's from Fort Collins down to Pueblo. And what a lot of these girls will do is they'll travel from city to city, not staying in the city more than a couple days.
Several treatment centers built by U.S. troops for Ebola patients are sitting empty or nearly empty in the West African country of Liberia, according to a published report. The Washington Post reports that the worst of the deadly outbreak appeared to have passed before the first treatment centers were completed. President Obama dispatched 3,000 troops to West Africa to help fight the spread of Ebola. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is now 41 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at a partly cloudy night with a low of 24. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 37. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 24. And I'll skip ahead to Wednesday, but who knows? They're talking about rain / snow likely with a high of 34. That's a 60% chance. On Wednesday night, they're talking about a 30% chance of snow with a low of 20. But we'll see. You know how the weather is. It changes constantly. I'm here talking with Lisa Razumovic. I didn't even look.
I know. I saw that.
Oh, see, I'll learn how to do radio yet. I got to put your mic on before we can talk. And we're talking basically about the flu. Now, what's the symptoms of the flu? Because like I said, a couple of weeks ago, boy, I had this terrible stomach virus. Now, my daughter called me from North Carolina. She teaches down there. She said, well, that's been going around the schools here, too. Yeah. It's just a terrible stomach virus and a GI problem.
A lot of people, when they get GI symptoms, that's upset stomach, they say, oh, I have the flu. But in reality, influenza, the flu that's going around now, most commonly causes respiratory symptoms.
Okay.
So it's very common to have a fever, sometimes really high, and sometimes it lasts for several days. Also, coughing, sometimes sore throat, headache, severe weakness. You're just really, really tired. You feel sick. You mm-hmm. feel worn out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people tend to confuse, too. They get the common cold. And so they'll just have a little cough, a little sore throat, some sneezing, and they automatically say, oh, this must be the flu. The difference between the two is for common colds, you typically don't get fevers, or they're not as high. You know, they're very low-grade fevers, and they tend to go away after a day or two.
Sure.
Sneezing's very common. Coughing's very common. The stuffy nose. But with the flu, it's you feel tired. You feel worn out. You have a cough. Sometimes a very severe cough and a fever, like I said. And that fever can get pretty high and last for a couple days.
Now, even if I've had the flu shot and I get the flu, which I've heard if you do get the flu, it's not going to be as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go see the doctor?
Well, you should go see the doctor if you're young, if you're old, or if
now,
you
see,
have...
Notice how she looked right at me when she said, if you're old.
I looked at you when I said
when
very
she
young.
When she said young, she looked the other way. Then she looked at me and said, when
no,
you're old.
That's not true. Young, old, or people that have underlying medical conditions.
Okay.
Because we know that these groups are at a much higher risk of having some severe complications. So if you think you're getting sick, if you develop a fever, if you develop any respiratory symptoms, then you should call your doctor because the doctor can evaluate and determine whether or not a medication like Tamiflu would be right for you.
I've seen that advertised.
Yep.
The thing is, I would be in that category only because I've had heart surgeries.
Yes.
And I take a lot of medicine, a lot of pills at night, and I tend to think that I'm susceptible to a lot of things only because of that. I'm not sure. But actually, knock on wood, I'm pretty healthy. I don't know. Maybe it's because I walk on my treadmill every day and I just try to, and I watch what I eat. Mm-hmm. But if somebody does have, even if you've gotten a shot and you have some symptoms, go see the doctor.
Yeah, you should, if you have any concerns about how you're feeling, about whether or not you're sick, then you should get in touch with your doctor, because then together you can make a decision whether you need to be seen or right away or whether you can wait. But that's a decision that you and your physician should make together.
Sure, sure. But it is important, as you say, for the younger people and the older people.
Right. Younger people, older, and anybody with any of those underlying conditions, heart disease,
well, that's why
diabetes.
That's why my doctors constantly, when the flu season starts, want to know if I want to come and get the shot. I always hold off till the Rotary pancake breakfast because that's where I get it all the time. And it's usually through the medical center.
Yeah.
They're usually there. But I know, then I know, okay, I'm going to go to the Rotary pancake breakfast and I'm going to get my flu shot.
Yeah.
That's what I do every year.
Yeah, it's a great plan to have in place every year to know when you're going to get your vaccines and to do it every year.
Now, let me ask you about this. And I know this doesn't have anything to do about flu, but we've talked a lot about the flu. This thing that you get, what's it called? God, it just went out of my mind, from having the chicken pox.
Oh, you're shingles. Talking about shingles.
Now, I got that shot, but that's important for people to get, correct?
It is important. We know that, like, those all those commercials talk about. My 10-year-old recites to me all the time, if you've had chicken pox, the virus is inside of you.
And one out of three is going to...
And one out of three.
What Terry Bradshaw is now doing one. But, no, so I got it.
Yep.
I mean, it scared me. I thought, well, I don't want to get this shingles.
Yeah, shingles can be very, very painful. And the pain can stick around for a while. And it's very common that if you did have chicken pox when you were younger, then the commercial's right, then the virus is inside of you, and potentially it could show up later on in life.
So the virus is basically a derivative of the chicken pox?
So it's the same virus.
It's the same virus.
Right. It shows up, it reactivates later on in life. Whether you have a weaker immune system as we get older or because of some medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's common, like the commercial, one in three people.
Well, it's not going to be me because I got my shot.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I got the shot only because I figured if anybody, I'm going to get it.
Right.
And so I might as well get the shot. But as I said, my doctor's constantly watching out saying, well, you've had heart surgery a couple times and all this kind of stuff. You need to get this. Now, there's a new one for pneumonia.
Yes, there's a new pneumonia vaccine. It's
and
different.
I don't know anything about this one.
It's different than the other one in that it covers different strains that can cause pneumonia. So it's important to make sure that you talk to your physician to find out if that's the vaccine that you should be getting in addition to other pneumonia vaccines that you've gotten in the past.
Okay.
A different vaccine.
Okay. Well, I hear about that on TV too.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's a relatively newer recommendation. But there's many different types of bacteria out there that cause pneumonia. And so this new pneumonia vaccine covers different strains. It covers more strains, so it protects you more.
I got to take a break real quick, and then we'll be back, and we'll be in the last segment of the show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between, remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the Air, and I'm speaking with Lisa Razumovich. See, I almost screwed it up. You're laughing.
You got it.
You're laughing.
I know, because you've been practicing this whole show.
Oh, when I'm talking to you, I'm practicing
it. You're getting it right every time.
When I'm talking to you, I'm practicing it. Anyway, you were just talking about restrictions now at the hospital.
Right. What we just implemented about 2 weeks ago at Hunterdon Medical Center is that we're not permitting children under the age of 18 to visit patients on the units right now.
Now, is that because they carry more disease or because they're more disruptive or what?
It's not because they carry more disease. Children get sick, adults get sick.
Sure.
What we were basing the decision on is that we find out about school absenteeism. Mm-hmm. So as the schools report the number of kids that call out sick, we find out. And what we were seeing is that there were more kids that were calling out of sick or that were calling out of school sick more
sure.
frequently.
Okay.
So we based the decision on that, on the increased illnesses that were being seen in schools. Also, we know that kids might not be as great at washing their hands as frequently as adults are, as thoroughly as adults can be. So we wanted to make sure that we were doing everything possible to protect our patients while they were sick in the hospital. So that's why we implemented no children under the age of 18 visiting right now.
And I was saying, as I was saying on the break, I think when I was a teenager, I couldn't get into a hospital. I think that was the rules.
Times definitely change between restricted visiting hours and ages.
And the visiting hours were very short.
Right.
I think by 8 o'clock at night, you had to be out of there. I think now you can pretty much walk in and out.
Yes, absolutely. At Hunterdon, I know every facility has their own policies and practices in place. But at Hunterdon, we recognize that families visiting can help people get better quicker. So we do try to allow visitors to come in and visit with our patients as much as possible for as long as possible during the days. But we know right now that we are in the middle of flu season.
Right.
We know that we're seeing lots of flu in Hunterdon County and New Jersey, in certain states in the United States. So what we decided is, as an extra step, we really want to make sure that we're protecting our patients from germs being brought in. So we feel that this is a great step to help protect our patients, protect our visitors.
I would really hope that the visitor, if they're feeling ill, would not even come.
Yes, that's all year long. Yeah, we ask that when people are sick, they stay away.
When I had that stomach virus a couple of weeks ago, the chamber was going out for a late Christmas lunch. And like I said, Adrian, who just left on a maternity leave, it had passed me, but I was afraid to go because she was pregnant. I didn't want her to get sick. Right. So I didn't go. So I just decided it's better that if I don't go.
Yeah. And I wish that that was what everybody did, because one of the ways that we prevent infections from spreading from one person to another is by staying home when we're sick.
Sure.
That's a great way to prevent other people from getting sick.
Sure. My father was one of these people that bragged that he never missed a day of work. But that's kind of silly, because if you're sick...
If you're sick, you have to stay home, because you don't want your colleagues to get sick. You don't want in the hospital, you don't want patients to get sick.
Sure.
So it's important not only to make sure that you get your flu vaccine every year to help prevent against getting the flu, that you wash your hands frequently. Soap and water, good old-fashioned soap and water works. Mm-hmm. If you can't get to water, then there's those alcohol hand rubs. But washing your hands frequently.
What about this?
I see. Let's see. Yeah, so that's an alcohol hand sanitizer.
Right. We keep it in here because...
Yeah, so that's a great...
I hate to say it, but in a radio station, you are in a close quarters. Mm-hmm. You're speaking in the microphones, and there are people going in and out. Right. You just never know.
Yeah. So the alcohol, that's a hand sanitizer that we typically think of, Purell or one of these other brands. That's a great way to keep your hands clean when you can't get to a sink with running water. But running water and soap, that's the way to go. It's the best way to prevent infections, keeping your hands clean.
Mm-hmm.
Staying home when you're sick, we just talked about, and not going to other places when other people are sick.
Sure.
Because once you get into a small space and there's a lot of people that are sick, there's a high chance that you're going to pick up whatever people are sick with.
Now, I worked with a lady who was, I think, over the top when it comes to being clean.
There are over the top.
And her son was constantly sick. And I used to say, well, now and then you got to be a little dirty to survive. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it was funny because she constantly was doing her hands and constantly worried about, I rode the subway, I touched stuff. And I'm thinking, well, sometimes people got to be kind of, I don't know if I'm right or not.
Yeah, there is such thing as too much, like when you talk about anything. And you wonder, was she over the top because her son was sick all the time? Or
I think he was sick all the time because she was...
Yeah, I don't know that there's any way to show which came first.
I'm sure.
But yeah, you don't have to be over the top. But there are certain things that are very easy to do. If you touch something that's dirty, you should always clean your hands before you eat. That's a rule of thumb.
Sure.
You should always clean your hands before you're going to be touching your face. You know,
of course, I've been sitting here touching my face this whole time.
Whether you're touching your eyes or your nose or your mouth, you want to make sure that your hands are clean before you touch your face. If you've touched something that's dirty in between.
Well, and unfortunately, you cannot see the germs.
You cannot see the germs.
So you don't know what you've touched. I don't know who was in here. I know who was in here all day, but I don't know if they're not feeling well or stuff like that. And I may be touching the surface, and there may be something on the surface.
Right. And that's why it's so easy for germs like the flu to spread from one person to another, because you don't know who is in that space before
and
you.
They're not floating around the earth like...
They're not floating around
someone
in the
told
air.
Me.
They're getting past person to person when somebody's sick with the flu, if they cough or sneeze on you, directly on you, or they sneeze or cough on a surface, and then you touch that surface and then touch your
and
eyes.
And then do like I've been
mouth.
Doing. Sit like this. Is there, if people got questions, is there a phone number they can call?
Yeah, the hospital, you can always call the direct line at the hospital.
Direct line at the hospital.
Yeah, 908-788-6100. And
right.
Then you can be directed to whoever it is that you need to talk to for whatever question you have.
But probably the best thing is call your physician.
If you have a question about your medical care or a procedure, then you should always call your physician.
Sure.
And if you need help getting a physician, you can always call the hospital. Look on the 100 Medical Center's main website, and you'll be directed on how to go about selecting a physician that will be able to work with you.
It's 100andhealthcare.org, and they have a section on finding physicians.
Finding a physician, right.
Yeah.
And whether it's a family physician that you need for your regular routine care, or you need a specialty physician, you can find whatever type of physician that you need through 100 and Healthcare.
Sure. Well, I want to thank you.
Thank you.
I like your smile. You know, this obviously wasn't so painful because you've been smiling the whole time.
Well, it's been funny watching you trying to pronounce my name the right way.
Razumovich.
Yes.
See? I got it. So next year when you come back.
I'll be here.
If I'm still here, I'll try to remember.
I'll be here.
I want to thank you for coming in, though, Lisa. And I think it's important that people learn about the flu. I think what probably amazed me is to find out how many people die from the flu.
Right. Every single year, it can be just a few thousand to up to 40,000 people
that's just amazing, especially for something that you don't need to die for.
Right. From a vaccine preventable disease.
Right. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for Hot in Hunterdon. It's coming up with Georgine Trinkle and Norwest Cap. And I'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock, though I'll be here at 2 o'clock. We got a new show starting, so I'll be here with Gary tomorrow to help him launch his new show. So please stay tuned to the station.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. President Obama is expected to call for tax increases on the rich to fund middle-class programs when he gives his State of the Union address tomorrow. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
White House advisor Dan Pfeiffer tells CBS Face the Nation that the president wants to increase the capital gains tax for families making $500,000 or more a year, eliminate some inheritance tax breaks, and impose additional fees on financial firms.
The wealthy to pay a little more and invest more in the middle class, give the middle class a raise.
But Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, also on Face the Nation, calls the idea of taking from one class to give to another outdated.
In order for some people to do better, someone has to do worse. It's just not true.
The administration estimates that the proposals would generate $320 billion over a 10-year period.
At the same time, Republicans want to lower or eliminate the capital gains tax and want to end taxes on estates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowIlook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nusina, probably, I want to say 60, 65 days ago, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nusina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move.